This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I guess it's Monday in a lot of places, isn't it?
It's not in some, you know.
That's right.
Japan right now, it's not Monday.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday
morning.
Yeah.
Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Here's what we're asking you. Which team is most unstoppable? Write me out. Chiefs, Dodgers, Oregon, Lions. Vote.
It's a good question.
And vote hard. Let me go get some results for you.
I mean, it's not the Chiefs. They're undefeated, but they're certainly stoppable. They just find ways to pull out games. The Lions look pretty dominant right now. Dodgers, you know, that's a good question. I don't know where I'd go with that. As I think Oregon is the best team in college football right now. Feel pretty confident about that. They certainly look the best. But again, stoppable. I don't know. I don't think anyone necessarily is unstoppable. I guess I'll say the Chiefs because no one's got them.
The Chiefs!
Well, they've won two Super Bowls in a row.
Well, no one's gotten Oregon either.
Yeah, but, you know, Oregon is not the two-time defending national champion.
That is true.
The Kansas City Chiefs, I don't think look good. I think their offense is really lacking. Hopkins meant nothing to them coming back, even though he played a bunch of snaps. And... you know, the Raiders suck. I think the Raiders are one of the worst teams, and yet ended up being a 7-point game. That's just what Kansas City does. But until someone beats them, it's Kansas City. You know, I don't feel great about saying that, but that's where I'm going. Proof's right, in the pudding.
Right now, 35% of voters have Oregon, the most unstoppable team, followed by Lions at 28%, Chiefs at 21%, Dodgers at 16%.
Well, I totally get it because if and I think Oregon, 61 out of 62 votes. Georgia is odd because Georgia's got a loss and still someone voted for Georgia over, you know, a handful of the other undefeated teams. But, you know, if I'm just going to go with the undefeated teams because I'm not going to put Georgia on there because they lost a game, obviously not going to put Ohio State on there. They lost a game and they lost to Oregon. When I look at Penn State, when I look at Miami, who else would? I guess those are really the only.
You're talking about the undefeateds?
Yeah, the undefeateds. Like,
well, you got BYU.
Yeah. Look, BYU had a great win, but let's,
Indiana.
BYU's not the best team in the
Iowa
country.
Iowa State.
And neither is that. So I'll even include the one loss teams: Georgia, Ohio State. Like, Oregon doesn't look like they have issues right now. Oregon has gotten better since that week two, the first 2 weeks, the Boise State and the Idaho games, which were just woof, right? Like, you could have lost either one of those, probably should have lost to Boise State. They have gotten better each and every week. And I can't say that about any of those other teams. You know, Georgia still looks like they're playing with the food. By the way, Penn State. Penn State made a quarterback change that may end up being permanent. Drew Aller may not get that job back. And I know he got hurt, but the other guy that came in, they looked a lot better with him at quarterback. Texas, there's a reason Sark just keeps being like, oh no, Quinn Ewers is great. There's a quarterback problem there at Texas and they don't look great. And they held on to beat Vandy. Ohio State all of a sudden can't run the ball. They have O-line issues. That's their thing. They were down two O-linemen that got hurt at Oregon. Two more O-linemen went down in the game against Nebraska. And all of a sudden they can't run the ball. So there's a big issue there. Oregon right now doesn't have an issue. If I wanted to point to a weakness right now with the Ducks, if it came down to a kick, maybe you'd feel a little uncomfortable with that. But there's not injury issues. Both sides of the ball are playing really good, and they get better each and every week, and they're dismantling teams that they should dismantle. And they're coming off the biggest win in regular season program history of beating Ohio State. So Oregon looks like the best team in football right now. It's one thing to be ranked number one. It's another thing to look the part. Oregon looks the part.
I would say, I mean, if I had to nitpick Oregon.
Then that's all you can do is if you want to nitpick it.
I would say that the good teams that they've played, which I would describe or I would characterize as two of them.
Yeah. Boise State and Ohio State.
They both put up. 34 and 32 on them.
Yes.
And those are the only two good teams you played. Yeah. You know, I got to thinking, so I was watching them dismantle Illinois, and it just wasn't even a ball game. Like, and give Oregon credit, that first half was the as good as they've played all season.
Yeah.
And I think even Dan Lanning, who is just like Mr. Nitpick, right? He's always like, well, we got to improve, got to get better. I even think at him at halftime was like, we played great.
Yep.
Now, the second halves are a bit of an issue. And I don't know what that is. I don't know whether they're just calling
foot
the dogs.
Foot off the gas or whatever.
But they had that against Illinois. They had that against UCLA. They had that against Purdue. Yeah. They had that against Michigan State.
Yeah.
But the big question that I had watching that was, and then I was poking around the rest of the Ducks schedule. You look at some of these teams they're playing in the Big Ten. It's just so odd to be playing the Michigan States and the Purdues and the Illinois. And even though that was a top 25 team, my question is, if you are going to be upset, let's say this Oregon team, which, by the way, is the best team they've ever had.
Yeah.
If you put it in the old Pac-12 versus this Big Ten, which would you rather have? Would you rather be playing a bunch of teams that have more high-octane offenses and not defense? Like, would you be more prone to being upset by that? Or are you more prone to being upset by the ground-and-pound Big Ten teams Illinois?
I know it sounds weird because I'm agreeing with you in that I think the Big Ten is a tougher conference and will be for them. This year with this version, I would much rather play in the Big Ten than I would the Pac-12.
Yeah, and that's the conclusion I came to. And I do think look, conferences go year to year.
Absolutely.
But there are themes. Nobody compares to the SEC.
No.
Never has, really. I mean, every once in a while, you can have a year where you have a great
but it's
great
the best league. Conference year in and year out. We all know
There's
that.
No question. The Big Ten is tougher than the Pac-12. But with what Oregon is running out there this year, these teams, these Purdue, Illinois, Michigan State, and they're about to get another one in Michigan. And I know it's the mighty Michigan. It's the big house.
They don't have a chance.
None of these teams scare you at all. Like there's never an inkling of upset in them because they just don't have the firepower. Yep. Iowa is another one.
Yeah.
The Big Ten is littered with these teams. And this is not to say that
Wisconsin
these teams
too.
Aren't good because they are good. They have good records. They can, you know, beat good teams. But this particular Oregon team in this league this year, I don't see them losing, dude.
I don't think so.
I don't know how they lose after watching some of these. Who has the firepower to beat them?
If Ohio State's O-line is healthy and it's not, Ohio State does. But this.
Well, but they already played Ohio State. I'm saying what's on their schedule.
There's nothing. There's not. You will not. I do not believe that you will be able to. In order for one of these teams to beat Oregon.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Michigan, Maryland, Wisconsin, UW. Is that right?
Michigan, Maryland, Wisconsin, UW. Yes, that's correct.
I think that's what's left.
Yeah. They're going to win all four of those.
They're going to win all four. The only way one of those beats Oregon is if the game is 21-17. And I don't know how any of these defenses hold Oregon to 17 to 20 points. Now, Michigan's defense is really good. It's still a good unit. The problem with Michigan is they will give you so many opportunities to have the ball because your offense can go nowhere. So, yeah, if Michigan had a real offense, like even like a semblance, like a, let's say like a top 40 offense in the country, I would say that Michigan would be problematic for Oregon. That's the style that could give them problems. But they're going to give Oregon the ball 15 times. Oregon's going to get 15 plus possessions in this game, and you're not going to hold them down. They proved that with Ohio State. Ohio State was supposed to have this great defense, but their one-on-one pass rushers couldn't beat Oregon. And if you're going to play a too high safety look, Oregon can run it down your throat. You want to play man coverage, and they proved it against seemingly good NFL DBs. They will burn you deep in a quarterback to do it. So I'm so with you that I just don't think there's another team on this schedule that scares you. Oregon's biggest threat is if Ohio State gets healthy again and seeing them in the Big Ten title game. But even if that happens, as long as you take care of business, you're still in the college football playoff. You just don't have a bye.
Yeah, these teams all kind of look the same. Michigan's basically Iowa, and Iowa's basically Illinois, and Illinois is basically...
Same thing.
Indiana looks pretty good, but they don't play them.
They don't play them.
Penn State looks pretty good, but you don't play them. So, again, then part of it's scheduling luck, which we said at the start of the year would benefit Oregon. So you have to have a weakness, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Texas A&M, you know, Texas A&M came back and beat LSU. Yeah. Great win. Texas A&M may even be the leader in the SEC right now. The odds-on favorite to make the SEC title game right now. And rightly so, they've played great. But if you look closer, they gave up 405 yards through the air to LSU.
LSU shot themselves in the foot so many times.
If you look at Oregon, there's just no weakness. No. Now, you could say that the Big Ten is making Oregon's defense look better than it is.
Yeah.
Because they really only played two good teams, and those two good teams, Boise State and Ohio State, both put up over 30 on them. Yeah. So you could say that, but then you look again and go, well, I mean, they're going to play nothing but these other Big Ten teams the rest of the way.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, this is what Ohio State coming into the Oregon game had a defense that was ranked top five in like every category, and Oregon did what they wanted to against it. But to your point, so did Ohio State. They're really
It's
Oregon and Ohio State,
and they already played, and it was an instant classic.
Yes,
and we deserve to see it again. Yeah.
The problem is Ohio State is on the road at Penn State, and did you watch any of the Ohio State Nebraska game?
Yeah, second half
when their lineman went down, I am legitimately concerned. At some point, when you get enough injuries at one position, it can be problematic. And I don't like Penn State. I've said all along, I think Penn State is a paper champion. I think it says something that they're talking that, I forget who the backup quarterback was, like Plabo or something. It started with a P. I forget what that guy's name is, but he was some high recruit. And I keep having to hear about how Drew Aller is the next great guy. Aller gets banged up, the other kid goes in, and instantly their offense takes off, and he can move a little bit, and he's not a statue back there. And now there's some talk of, does Aller get his job back? Penn State is not a great team. They have serious quarterback issues.
Bo Prabula.
Yeah.
Or Prabula.
This kid. He looked better than Drew Aller did. He was doing nothing with Aller back there. He was a statue. But Penn State at home against that Ohio State offensive line, that beat-up O-line that could not run the ball at all on Nebraska, that's going to be a more interesting game than if Ohio State's healthy. Yeah. And that's the one thing Oregon has going for it, is they have not had that attrition at one position like Ohio State has had. Yeah,
some of it is attrition for sure.
Luck.
All right. We have statue news, and we'll get to our World Series Wagyu coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.